Hey, this is Brian Jump. Welcome to the SCI PDR podcast, joined by special guest Austin Van Hoy from Den Poppers. How's it going, Austin?
Hey, how's it going, SCI?
So Austin is a student and former student, and he helps us out from time to time. But I wanted to ask Austin what he thought about his dealer stuff he's been doing. What Austin basically does is he after training, he put a lot of time in getting his extra practice in, which I think helped level him up to that intermediate next level, the next tier. And he's done some crazy repairs here. He'll tell you. How many doors have we taken off?
Man.
Half a dozen plus?
At least.
Yeah, and we're going to take one off today, as a matter of fact. So he jumps in on some big damage. He's doing a dent today that, I kid you not, probably the size of a bread loaf.
Yeah, it could have fit in the dent.
Yeah, you know, definitely a loaf of bread in a sail panel of a Nissan. So he's definitely, I mean, he's at the top tier of intermediate, borderline, becoming more advanced now. But what's your take on doing the dealer cars? That's really what I wanted to run by you today, Austin. For the students like the Thomases and the James and the guys that, Eric and the guys that have come out of the class recently, what's your thoughts on that?
Dealership work is really important, in my opinion, for being able to build a base set of skills to get dents done correctly. It's helping me like be able to see a lot of dents at volume, smaller dents for sure, but definitely more at volume, to where whenever I come up to a small crease, I can now, my body's starting to have a game plan of attack just by looking at it. So it's helping me with just reps, really getting reps in on a bunch of different styles of dents, and
right.
It's super imperative.
Right.
Super imperative.
So has it helped your speed?
Definitely.
Right.
Speed, confidence,
mm-hmm.
just everything overall. It's a good tool to use to have lower pressure on you, not like retail,
mm-hmm.
to where someone may be breathing down your neck, or you know it has to be 100% perfect.
Yeah.
It helps build a lot of skills that are tough to build just coming out of school. You know?
Right.
It's hard to get those reps in.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So right now, like in a typical day, how many cars are you pushing out on average?
It varies a little bit, just because no matter how many dents are on the car, I get paid the same. So sometimes I do a car that has one dent, and sometimes I do a car that has 8 or 9 dents on it, you know?
That's right.
So I'd say on average, I do anywhere, this is a little bit of a range, but anywhere from like 5 to 10 cars a day, depends on what I decide to take on that day.
Right. And that's the thing, mostly for wholesale, we charge the same price.
Yep.
You know, whether it's got, like you said, one dent or 8 dents or anything under hail or mega collision damage.
Yep.
You know, have you had to do any light hail or collision style stuff?
Collision, yes. We've done a couple of good fender smacks and stuff like that, where we just, you know, we get with the guys at the dealership and just let them know it's going to be a little bit more.
Okay.
If they give us the yes or no on it. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. And you're probably at this point not doing service cars or new or sold units, right?
Yeah, no. I don't do any of the. I think they have another guy come in just to do the service cars, or sometimes they'll sell a car and say, you know, if something happens to it, you can bring it back here and we can do dents and stuff. So
right.
I think they have a different guy that does the actual service section.
Yeah, and what Austin's doing, guys, I think is really smart, and it's kind of my little pre-rolled speech that I give to students that are leaving training for the next level. I think it's a good idea to maybe even start with mom and pops, you know, Rainbow Auto Sales or Fat Joe's Motors, etc., and work for nothing or sandwiches or whatever, just for a couple weeks, a few hours, until you know, hey, you know what? I possess a good base level of skills right now. You know, I can now take this on and everything's good. So, and when you do that, I think like Austin was saying, you get the speed, you get the confidence, and then you can roll that back into doing your retail. And Austin said it a couple times, confidence. Guys, it is important. It really is. Confidence begets skills and vice versa. So the more you have that confidence and you believe in yourself, the more you can take on the retail jobs and communicate with customers and say, hey, I got you on this. I mean, people ask me all the time, hey, what, because they're always worried and most people don't understand what we do. So, hey, can you do this? I mean, that's pretty much the question of the day. Can you do this? Can you do this? And they're not really saying, partly they're saying the process, and then partly they're saying you.
Yes.
You, like I'm pointing, like, you know, Uncle Sam pointing his finger, I want you, you know.
They're nervous. They don't know what.
They don't know.
Themselves. So
they don't know. And some people think they know it. Oh, you're just going to use a couple little suckers and just suck it out. No, I joke about that. I had one guy today who had a Porsche. I don't know if you ever heard him when you were working on the bread loaf dent. I was next to you on that Kia. And he's like, yeah, I just need you to kind of suck these dents out. And I said, yeah, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
And he had a really good response to that. He said, well, you know, I don't even know what the process is. You guys are the experts. And I basically said, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, because that's basically just somebody not, you know, yeah, they're trying to have a conversation like they know. But at the end of the day, they just want the dent done, right?
Yeah, right.
How you do it, don't paint it. But other than that, suck, kick, push, whatever. You know, and we do some crazy stuff. So if they only knew, you know, waving torches at their cars and swinging hammers. It's a pretty deadly business if you think about it. It's pretty medieval, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a chain and malice or whatever, a mace and, yeah, all these freaking swords of armor and. But I appreciate you saying that, Austin. Like I said, because I think ultimately, if people take an approach like you have, because what's going to probably happen if I can look into my PDR crystal ball right here, which is gorgeous. It's about 18 inches, and I'm looking through, and I see some steam. I see a little dragon over there. I see an MMA mat over here. Oh, you just pinned somebody. Very good. And then I go back to the work here for Austin, and I see him going more towards retail in the future, where he's going to make more money for his time. But he'll have the confidence and the skills and just the whole process, the procedures down pat to where, you know, yeah, he might still do some, maybe one day a week or something, he'll do some dealers just because.
Just
good. Who cares?
Money,
yeah, I make an extra $1,000, $1,500, pays my mortgage or my rent. That one day I go out and do those dealers. But he, of course, he's going to move towards retail because he's already seen there, he's been there, done that. He knows, you know, one car will pay what he does for all the cars at a dealer typically. But it's just like he said, he wants to get a little more confidence under his belt, and it could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, who knows? I mean, most guys it takes a year, 18 months, till they really feel confident, and then they could probably start to take on retail. But I mean, there's so many different cars, so many different panels, so many different kinds of dents. We just looked at a dent right now in a Volkswagen, right?
Yeah.
And it looked like a cross between a big hexagon bolt or a golf ball. Hit the bottom of this door, which we got to pull this door off, and it's just like, you know, you don't see that dent every day.
No.
Luckily, and you know, we're trying to predict what the outcome is going to be, but I don't think he knows. I have an idea, but I still don't know ultimately because I don't do hexagon bolt, inch and a quarter bolt head dents.
Deep, too.
Deep and wide, which is the worst kind. Deep and sharp and pointy is not, because you got less stretched metal at the focal point. When you got wide. That's why the PDR Olympics uses an air cannon with a golf ball, because it makes a wide, deep bottom. Those are the worst. That guess what that's going to want to do? It's going to want to oil can us real quick.
That's what I thought.
So we have to be very careful with that. So luckily, it's kind of near those body lines, which is going to kind of give it some integrity and some stiffness.
Yeah.
But of course, then it might want to split. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I appreciate you taking the time during our lunch here and in between us whooping down these burritos and giving estimates on Honda Accords and weird Escalades that just pulled up in the middle of our, you didn't hear it, guys, because we had to pause this thing 2-3 times. But anyway, thank you, Austin.
Of course.
And we'll follow up with Austin again, and we'll see how his progress is going. But I appreciate it. And I guess he's going to probably finish up his bread loaf. I got to get on that Volkswagen, and we'll hopefully battle through all this. So you guys have yourself a great day, and we'll catch you on the next SAI PDR podcast. Bye-bye. Thanks, Austin.
Later, guys.